Running it back to the back to the back to the bank today. Running it back to the back to the back to the back to the back. Running it back to the bank today. Baby, I feel it relaxed today. Gotta go try to relax today. Whoa, whoa. Gotta fill out all my apps today. Cry for my niggas that passed away. Give me a shooter like Golden State. Hello, and welcome to I Got Problems Podcast. Today, we have a guest, but before I introduce that guest, I'll just give the little regular spiel. If you haven't taken a second to review us, check out Apple Podcasts, and please do that on there. Give us whatever stars you feel and write how you feel about the podcast, honestly, so we can actually, you know, utilize that in the future and make our podcast better. And then Spotify now has this thing where you can do polls and voting and just entering questions, so it keeps you engaged with the podcast, so take a look. And if you have the app, please take a second and just use it and help benefit us with just knowing exactly how we're doing and any opinions, suggestions you might have. And I also post questions per episode just to see if you're listening, honestly, like a little test. But no scores, just honesty. Just tell us how you feel. But yeah, all right. I'm here with our guest and, of course, Annabelle.
Hey.
And
can you want to push the mic closer, or
I don't know if it's
it's okay.
I don't want to. I want all of us to be,
of course,
heard.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm here with our guest Jesse, who has been here before. Actually, if you remember that controversial tipping episode, yes, and controversial taking out a date episode,
yeah,
and all that stuff that comes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
He was there. The first one we had was very controversial.
Oh yes.
We had somebody who had very strong opinions about all that, but then Jesse mm-hmm. came and gave us, you know, more realistic,
down to earth,
yeah
opinions vibe
about what's really expected on these dates and just, like, you know, what guys and girls do and, you know, just things like that. So it was kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde to the episode. So he's here again with us, and I want him to just introduce himself, tell us what he's doing. And he's an artist, so he's going to tell us his new music and where you can find all that stuff. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
You can't move.
How you guys doing? I'm Jesse O'Deli. Find my music everywhere. Like all streaming platforms, SoundCloud, all that. And yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Right now.
Oh, what's the new song?
Oh, the new song. I got a new song called Godspeed coming out. It's coming off of my this project I've been working on for about 2 years.
Wow.
And yeah, it's like something different. I tried something different with it. Vocal.
So just send me a copy and I'll upload it as the intro instead of our regular intro, so we can hear a little sample of the song. Mm-hmm. And I'll play for the first 30 seconds and the last 30 seconds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So then people know. Anyway, so here, this week, we are doing an episode that I find very close to my heart because I'm still dealing with this issue.
Uh-oh.
So, problem number 67. Do phenotypes matter? When I say phenotypes, I'm talking about the physical characteristics that you see in a person when mm-hmm. you first meet them, without speaking, without personality, nothing. Just you meet them. It's also part of their character as you get to know them. But basically, it's everything mm-hmm. that's not genetic. It's mm-hmm. everything that's not from, like, within, from, like, their, you know, from their parents, from their genes, stuff like that. All the outside shit, we just group them under phenotypes.
Yeah.
So, now, the phenotypes I really want to touch on are height and weight. Mm. So I'm going to ask our guest, of course, Jesse, to, you know, input, you know, how he feels, his experience, especially with dating, mm-hmm. opposite sex or same sex, whatever, and just let us know how has it been in those scenarios and how have you really experienced that type of thing. Anyway, phenotypes are basically examples of characteristics you can visually see or observe in somebody. Now, mm-hmm. can you date somebody who does not fit within those characteristics and have an honest relationship? That's the question for today. How important are phenotypes and physical traits in choosing a potential partner? And that's something I kind of want to ask Jesse in the beginning, just like, how important is it to you what somebody looks like on the outside?
I'm gonna answer that now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it depends on how deep into the relationship I am.
This was before you started dating
Well, it's important because that's how I'm going to see you.
Right.
I have to see you before I start talking mm-hmm. to you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So when you see them, you don't talk to them, that's usually what you, that pushes you to approach them. That's
first. And mm-hmm. and most times I can look at somebody and it's not even in like a judgmental way, but you could tell the personality of somebody
by
looking at them.
I agree.
And, so if I feel like your vibe ain't gonna match your mind,
yeah,
I'm not even gonna try to even let you could be the most attractive girl in the world, but if,
mm-hmm.
if I see something that I don't like while looking at you, I'm not gonna talk to you.
Dang. Okay.
So,
Well, I mean, it sounds like it matters. Are you ugly at all?
Absolutely. Like, it's the first thing you see of somebody, you know, right. Especially I'm gonna put myself out there. I kind of started online dating.
I need to start. My friend just told me she found a whole boyfriend off of OkCupid.
See, I don't know about OkCupid. So I'm on Upward, which is a Christian online dating site. Don't laugh, okay? I'm gonna find me a nice godly man.
No, my mom didn't tell me to go to a different church. She said the church I go to has too many old people.
No,
she said,
for real.
You're not gonna find a whole
husband. That's another reason I kind of switched churches. To, not the main reason, but that's definitely one of the reasons.
Yeah.
For sure. Depending on the angle of the picture, I'm sorry, I don't want to date anybody that has children. So if they have children or kids' toys in the background, like, no. Depending on the kind of angle or the face that you make in your photo.
They take it like this, they're probably short.
Like this from the top up also.
I used to take pictures like that.
You don't have to be the best photographer or selfie taker in the world, but make yourself appear decent.
Yeah.
Some of you taking selfies, looking like the double chin and all. Come on, just act like you have some sense and like you care about how people see you.
But some of these people are so much older that they are far removed from.
Doesn't matter. There's stuff that you can learn. I don't care about age, man. Yeah. Until you die, there's shit you can learn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Okay. Yeah. I agree. It definitely matters to me as well. Like, it's very important, and it doesn't make all of my decisions because, like, you know, personality eventually becomes, it's kind of like the looks are what gets them in the door, but the personality is what keeps them there.
Yeah.
So that's important to me. Once I just smell a little bit, I just had to block some guy the other day or a month ago that started going off at me in my text messages because I didn't answer a FaceTime call.
Oh, no.
Yep. Called me broke and fake. Yep.
How the hell would he know if you're broke?
I don't know. You tell me, because I'm a little confused.
In this day and age, what if a woman is broke? Because, I won't say in this day and age, but, like, does it matter?
I don't understand.
Like, why does it matter? That's real
because
feminine to me.
Because he was a drug dealer. He sold drugs.
Feminine trait of a man to, like, why are you
because you're not getting
pockets?
Attention. And I was just sitting here like, why are you angry? I even give an excuse. I don't answer FaceTime calls like that. So I was like, I'm on the toilet. Like, I'm literally in the bathroom.
Right.
And I said that. I was like, so I'm broken feet because I'm on the toilet. Okay, nigga. And instantly blocked him. I was like, I don't have time for this. You are not what I need to be dealing with today. Like, I just want to take a shit in peace. He would not even let me do that. Like, damn, I gotta stress out in my own private moment. Like, no. Enough is enough. So yeah, that's
maybe wanted to see that. It might turn him on. You know what I mean?
He was angry. He probably wasn't. I don't know what he said after that because I blocked him. So good luck to him.
Fuck that.
But anyway, those are things that I'm talking about. Like, I wasn't even.
You see why you need to go on Christian dating sites now? Why you?
But I don't even have
drug dealers.
But I bumped into this guy when I was drinking at a concert. That's true. Because the craziest people go to church to get help. Okay? People who go to church also need help. They're not perfect. It's true. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyway, so let me define. In humans, phenotype examples include earwax type.
What?
Yep. Because you can have dry earwax and wet earwax. And when you clean your ears and it comes out flaky, it's dry. When it comes out kind of moist, it's wet. And your wet and dry earwax scientifically do have to do with your
pheromones.
The amount of sweat you actually produce and your body odor. It does. Yeah, you could. I did the research, and had to do it while I was in school. But it connects all together, like the way your height, also your blood type, your eye color, your freckles, your hair color. Those are all phenotypes because these are things that people usually see. The blood type is different, really, because it's not necessarily genetics.
Yeah,
but it is part of genetics. It's just one of those things because it changes for every single person and all that stuff. Anyway, so phenotypes aren't just physical traits. So even though it's phenotypes, physical, like you would think that's just it, behavior is also considered a phenotype.
Absolutely.
An example of inherited behavior is provided by border collies. They're a type of dog breed that was bred to herd sheep. Mm. So usually sheep herd sheep, but, or like a master sheep, whatever, the one in charge.
A shepherd?
Whatever. No, but a shepherd, isn't a shepherd a person that's herding sheep?
Yeah.
But like, those, I think they bred a dog.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, so I'm thinking like they had a sheep that they were breeding to also herd sheep, but then they used a dog instead, and not just like a human being, but whatever. Okay. Either way, they said that they bred a dog to herd sheep, which I've never heard before in my life, but that shit apparently happened. Yeah. So that's a behavior. It was a behavior that could be learned and was taught, and the dog learned it. So research shows that although physical attraction is important to young men, with 40% of them considering it essential that their partners be good looking. And 18% of men ages 18 to 25 consider it essential that their long-term partners be slender.
Mm.
Well, yes, yes.
That's interesting.
Tell us how you feel, Jesse.
You must be outside of that percentage, huh?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
That's what's up. No judgment.
It's like, I could date somebody who's not as attractive as everybody as long as their personality is perfect.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
And I could date somebody who's not. For honestly, I prefer my female.
Like thicker?
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta have, you know, like.
At least ass.
When you lean over a little bit, you got a little bit of skin right there.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's hilarious.
You could be skinny and have that too, but.
Yeah,
like,
that's kind of true.
It's like, if you're too skinny to me, I feel like.
Right.
Honestly, I do like dudes with a little bit of belly.
With a kid.
Just a little bit though.
Like,
not like.
Cuddle.
Not like covering your dick, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just like, just cushion,
yeah.
Cushion.
There you go, yeah.
It doesn't have to be rock hard, you know?
Right.
But okay, so only 18% consider themselves, so clearly there are about 82% of other people who don't care about the slender women, like Jesse here, who want a little more, you know, than that, or just don't care at all, who just like, if I like you, I like you. Mm-hmm. But 18% are very strict, and clearly they want their girls to be
I know those people.
Really?
No judgment either. I mean, it is what it is.
Those are some people that look like it too.
That's true. I think I think partially those people also can't handle much bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
So by default, they want women who are a little smaller or their size, just so they know, you know.
Facts.
Because you don't want them trying to carry you off,
I mean,
you know.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't judge those people. As long as they're fit as well, because you can't be out here looking like Big Pun.
Listen.
Or Biggie and have those kind of standards. Like
are you okay, sir? Did you look in the mirror?
No.
Because,
Biggie
yeah.
was all right, though. He was able to run. Somebody
Biggie. He said he was able to run.
Yeah, some of the people were not able to run. So.
That's fact.
That's true.
That's
yeah.
But per the study itself, slender women likely have the greatest bargaining hand in industrialized countries. It is unclear, however, whether having a stronger bargaining hand and greater attractiveness will lead to more or fewer sex partners for women.
Mm.
It does for men. I'll say that later.
Mm-hmm.
But research has repeatedly shown that women prefer men who are relatively taller than they are.
Yes.
It is possible that for most women, there is a certain minimal threshold of height after which they will consider a male as a potential sex partner. And thus, men above that height will end up with similar numbers of sex partners.
Mm.
So do men who are taller have clout, or are women just interested in taller men and by default fucking taller men?
It's evolutionary. You want your offspring to, you know, thrive and be
because
able to
women
handle...
want more guys who are taller, so by default they're sleeping with taller men.
Yeah,
so taller men are also by default getting
but
more pussy.
Taller is also relative, you know what I mean? Like people say 6 feet is like the minimum.
I think 5'11 is.
That's a bit much for me. As long as you're like same height or taller than me, that's fine. Like 5'8 and above, not like 7 feet because that's too much. But yeah, it's evolutionary for sure.
So how do you feel about that, Jesse?
Me? I used to be like 4 foot something until I was like in 11th grade.
Damn.
Mm.
So.
Goat spurt.
Yeah, mean one. So.
And then for shorter girls, like, you know, somebody who's maybe 5'1", somebody who's 5'8", is tall.
I seriously cannot stand when 5'2", 5'1 girls want a nigga that's 6'2".
Yo, that bothers me. Like, what is wrong with you?
That.
Okay, you want to be picked up and treated like a little teddy bear?
I
guess.
It's giving me partial going towards pedophilia like mentality.
Yeah, no, because, I totally get it. I see that.
Like, why do you want yourself to look like such a child to a grown ass man?
Right.
Okay, I get it. You're the same age, but
I know this guy. He was 6'4", I think, and his girlfriend was like 4'2".
Ew.
And every time they kissed, he like you said, he picked her up
because
he refused to bend over, so he would.
Oh wow, because that would be his neck. Probably.
Yeah.
I saw that on TikTok too.
And
this like
right
football
down.
Player, like touching the door top, like could have to bend his head to walk through, and she could barely reach the freaking light, and she was like over here, like yeah, I like my man tall. It's like shut the fuck up.
No, that's so.
And I just want to understand. Okay, when guys date women like that, the tall guys, do they also have some type of weird fetish towards shorter women, or do they just happen to fall in love? I don't know.
No,
I don't know either. They say short women tend to have short man syndrome. You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah. And I know people in real life that I went to high school with that had that syndrome as well. So maybe they're attracted to feisty women.
But so by I guess if shorter women are more feisty, then if they're attracted to feisty women, then they're attracted.
Right.
You don't think? So what is it?
Is it true love?
No, it's body composition. When you're shorter, you're thicker. Most people here.
That's no, well, that makes sense in a
so
way.
So we're talking about bodies and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if I was taller, right, guaranteed I would get more females because you got the stereotypes. Oh, you play basketball, you must be athletic, all that stuff. That's an automatic thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when a short girl goes up to a tall dude, it's like, oh, you fit.
Oh.
Automatically.
Yeah.
And every guy, I don't care what ethnicity you are, wants a thick girl. Whether the girl is mad skinny and got a little bit.
No, but most guys don't want like that quote unquote female, white female body, like that stereotype.
Yeah, no, we're gonna get a lot of hate for that comment.
But go find out. Google. Yeah,
it's like a skinny mini.
I didn't come up with that shit. But European standards are still the standard of beauty.
Yeah.
So it's like you get that European standard of beauty in terms of like looks and like face, but most people now are, and you see why BBL is so popular based on our BBL episode, but like people are getting their bodies done now because thickness is in.
Well, slim thick is
slim
in.
Thick,
let's
slim thick. Yeah, let's
keep
be,
it 100%.
Because most guys don't want that extra middle
where it
matters.
Part. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want it in the boobs and the back.
I never understood that because it don't make sense.
Right, sometimes it
like does. A natural human body does not look that way. It's you will gain weight everywhere, especially if you had kids. You're going to have midsection fat. Like, what is so crazy about that? I've seen so many women post pictures where their waist don't even exist, and their butt is gigantic, and you got men commenting like, yeah, that waist to butt ratio, it's like disgusting. Oh my god,
are you really surprised? I'm not surprised at all.
It's just so disgusting to me, like it just makes me uncomfortable. Like, why is that what you're looking at? You're not looking at the waist that's not there. You're not looking at the crazy amount of butts.
Is she gonna be able to carry?
Can she even walk? What about her back? Like, does it not hurt? Like,
is she gonna topple over? No, I'm dead ass.
It's giving ant.
Like, I'm dead.
No, but some of these bodies are insane. Like,
they really are.
Go back to the doctor because I don't know what you're going for.
No, some of these women ask for it. Like, I want my ass to be, like, 10 times thinking that my thigh is looking like a lollipop. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It just doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make sense at all. That's, my brain just can't fathom people actually going to the doctor to say, I want you to treat me like shit. Like,
yeah, some people are, I don't know.
That's amazing.
They want to be very unique.
Yeah. Clearly, that's insane. But anyway, so a researcher, Bailey Wong, psychology person in this research, whatever. According to him, I have noticed that the mating market, I don't know why he called it mating market.
Mating.
Sounds like something like slut market.
Yeah.
Yes, the mating market. He said, I have noticed that the mating market is extremely competitive because guys are typically only interested in a specific type of woman. And this specific type of woman typically includes a woman who's physically attractive, skinny, social, and easy to hook up with.
Of course.
So, do you agree with that, Jesse?
Wrong. For me, it's wrong. Cause I don't want to... I ain't never been the type that just want to... Excuse my language. Fuck. On the first date. It's kind of weird.
Interesting.
I have guys who've said within the first and the fifth date, if they haven't had sex, they're out.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, the first date, definitely a no. Because when you're not coming to my house, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Right.
Date number two, I might like try to get something, but not much. But by the fifth date, if we're not fucking, there's gonna be a problem.
What the
hell?
It's mostly because if it was vice versa and a girl was taking a dude out on the date, they would expect to have sex on the first date.
Why?
Do you think so?
Because it's just human nature.
But girls, not guys?
Males and females mate the same way.
Yeah, but most women aren't that forward.
Back when I was a pick me and I did used to pay for dates.
You pay for dates?
That's what I said. Back when I was a pick me, this was in college. Okay, I was stupid. I did not expect. I didn't pay for the whole thing. I would go Dutch.
Right.
No, I didn't expect anything. Not me.
Well, I mean, if you go Dutch, then I'd just be like that.
I've been on dates with girls, and they'll like eat like a little bit of food and be ready to go back to the house. And that's not even what I want from them. Wow. Well, I've gone over females' houses, and I'd be there trying to chill, and they'd be like, so what we gonna do?
Ooh!
And I'm like, that's not what I want.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, this is from a guy's perspective.
This is interesting.
As women, we don't experience this clearly because we're straight women who, you know, deal with men. So
yes.
I like hearing from a guy's perspective because I don't see that often. And a lot of women be lying. They be trying to act like they're not the one trying to pull the dick out the pants. Like, they be out here, like, faking hard. Mm. And so you never know.
That's me.
You?
No, I fake, though. I don't actually pull the dick out the pants. No, I don't. Yeah. See, like, I could want it, but I would never be the person to make the first move.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So you just wait for it to happen. But there are lots of women who make the first move, but they act like they don't when they're around other people. Because they don't want to seem like, oh, I was thirsty that night.
Yeah.
So then we never really get the full story on what these men experience until they talk about it. There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm not saying there is, but I don't know. This, for me, is a traditional thing for me.
Just like letting the guy take the lead and stuff.
Take initiative, yeah.
That happens a lot.
I really don't hear the stories. And like I said, a lot of women aren't open with it.
Yeah,
they don't tell us about it. They don't want to express it.
They don't want to seem like whores.
Yeah, they want to feel like they're whores.
Like, I sent him that text to bring that dick over here.
It happens a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
I got a lot of friends.
Yo, come through texts?
Yeah, they get all them drinks.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
What you doing?
Wow.
Where you at?
Interesting.
You busy?
Yeah.
All that.
Oh, you got plans. Don't say that.
Stupid.
Oh my goodness. Okay, yeah, I totally believe it. It's just so hard when people aren't necessarily saying it or being honest. And it's like everybody's trying to be like this perfect, like, yeah, you know, in public.
That's why guys, they get it's normal for guys because we're not scared to talk about it. But girls, on the other hand.
But society's kind of placed that. Like, society's made it a bad thing for women to even like sex, enjoy sex, publicly admit things about sex.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like you gotta be looked this perfect way, and for guys they gotta be animalistic and rude and blah 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 because they're men, and you know, it's not, it's just the way it is.
And that's the first time I heard a man say, like, I never wanted it on the first date, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow. But a lot of men will definitely take that shit. They won't.
No,
they,
if you've thrown it at me, I'm gonna take it.
Did you take it? Of course.
Did you take it a few times?
Who's gonna deny? I get it from a man's perspective.
I can get it.
I can understand that.
I don't like making dates feel like dates, so I make it seem like a friendly thing.
Oh.
Like, we can be friends before we start fucking.
Right, but people don't care about that shit sometimes. They just, especially this dating app nowadays. The regular ones, they really just want you to. It's now a sex app.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Tinder.
Like, I remember when Tinder first came out. I downloaded Tinder when it first came out, like 8 years ago, whenever I was in college. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yeah, this app is not bad. I met a few people, cool people. Literally a year after I deleted that shit, I heard it became a sex party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, geez. And then, of course, they started charging.
What was that other one?
Plenty of Fish?
No, I was going to say Yik Yak, but I don't think...
Oh, Yik Yak is not a dating app.
That's not what
it was.
Yeah,
it's just a public platform.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just so weird. But anyway, that happened. So, unfortunately, there's serious stigma around short men.
Mm. Yeah.
And some recent studies even found that short men need to earn more money in order to compete with their taller peers.
Let's be real.
In the dating market.
Let's be real.
So, and the thing is, when I talk to shorter men, and I'm talking about shorter men who are like between the height of like 5'3" and like 5'7".
I've never seen a 5'3" man.
Oh, I have.
Oh, yeah.
I have friends. I'm going to show you a picture after this.
I'd be looking down at some niggas like,
yeah, like,
I'm
wow,
sorry.
You my son. But it's not like a bad thing for me because I make friends with whoever. Like, I'll be cool with you. Doesn't matter what height. I'm respectful regardless.
Yeah.
Especially if they're older than me.
No,
definitely.
Not around me.
Really? You're going to treat them like...
No,
kids?
You guys have thick skin.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I was light skinned. My dad called me white one time.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's the type of...
That's how my brother is with his son because he's so bright.
He's my friends.
Oh, my gosh.
My 5'3" come in here.
Yeah.
With all them tall motherfuckers up there. You gonna clown his ass.
Oh my god.
He better be able to take it or he gotta get the fuck out.
Oh wow. That's the hazing friendship. You gotta haze you to kid.
That's just how we are. We talk shit about everybody.
Wow. Well, yeah. So the short men out here, unfortunately, science shows that they do have to make a lot more money. And let's be honest, the shorter men with money do get more women.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
Money talks, period.
It does.
So when they meet each other and hang out and whatever, and you fly, and I also noticed that one guy that was talking about I'm fake and broke.
Mm.
That one guy, he had all this money he was flaunting. Like, the first time he met me, he was shorter. He was probably about, like, 5'4 when I met him.
No.
Yeah, he was shorter. The first thing, man complex? Yes. The first thing he did, he just came at me, like, all aggressively. And my friends were like, I was drinking. I'm telling you, my eyes were blurry. I couldn't see shit. And I was
like, Halloween?
No, it was for a concert. I forgot the name. African concert, like a month ago.
Wizkid.
No, the other. Oh, Naira Marley concert.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that.
But it was like, anyway. it's deep within the African community. If you're one of those fans who are just like, you know, a big fan of that one artist.
You know who I got.
Yeah, but this guy, he was had a short man complex for sure. But I forgot about him after that night because I was drinking and I was just having fun with my friends. And then, of course, when he called me later, I was like, who the fuck is this? And then I saw him on camera. One, I wasn't attracted. And two, I found out he was shorter. And then he was rude. I was like, nah. But all that was because he had money. He was a drug dealer. So he sold drugs to people, like straight up drugs. When I say drugs,
MDMA, drugs. Stuff like that.
Drugs. I don't think it's because he had money. I think it's because he was short.
You think?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Short man complex.
But he had the money to back it up and feel like, I feel like because he had the money, he could talk to people any type of way he wanted and that's people how let him felt, do yeah. it.
Nah, it's because he was short.
It could be both, for real.
Height, he wouldn't be, like, I used to be short. I used to be angry as fuck, and now I'm, like, almost 6 foot.
And you're fine?
I'm cooling. I'm chilling.
It could be both, honestly. I think it's both.
Because I don't know what it was. I was like, he was flaunting money, talking about, let me buy you this. I was like, I don't want your shit. Because that means
you didn't take it? What's wrong with you?
No, you
should
take it.
I'm telling you. No, because it comes with something else.
Nah, he can expect all he wants.
I don't know. I don't want to feel like I owe somebody
you
something.
You just have a person to slap.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not trying to come over and him buy me a purse and slap me with a purse, like. No. And I'm looking like, what the fuck just happened? Like,
okay, no. It's because he was a drug dealer. It don't even matter because he was short. He got a good persona.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but yeah, for me, I thought that was what it was. Like, I guess money, people act different when they're around money and people act different when they have money. So, you know, if you have more money, you will get, like, look at Kevin Hart.
Mm, you facts. Know? And he cheated on her, too. And she stayed. Still there. And had a second baby with him. Yeah. Like a dumbass.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Because there's money. I mean, there's love, too, I'm sure. And there's time put in, whatever, but there's money. Money, because if he was just a regular ass nigga,
he did almost die too. So
that's true. But either way, money.
You know, when you almost die and you got somebody, everything you did wrong goes out.
Oh my god!
Wait, did Kevin Hart almost die for real?
Yeah, a car accident.
He got into a car
accident. That's true. Really bad yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
and he couldn't walk. Like, I don't know.
That I remember.
Yeah, he was lucky.
Karma.
That's what he gets. Yes. Like, literally, you have to call it like magic, but. So he got out of that, but for me, when I see them together, I'm just like, yeah, I don't see her being with him if it wasn't for the money.
Oh, facts. She's like, way too good looking.
I just don't.
He
wouldn't have met her without the money to be in the environment where she was at.
For a while, he wouldn't have met her.
See?
He would have met with some Philly drink.
Right. Oh my gosh. That's a Philly drink.
Oh, Lord. Yo, the attacks were about to get.
No offense to all the Philly joints out here. I don't even know who they are.
No, there ain't nothing wrong with Philly joints. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, it would have been somebody who was like local.
Regular.
He's from Philly, so he would be with the Philly joints. No, like, he's from Philly, he'd be with Cali joints.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How the fuck he getting off to Cali? He's not famous.
Right, that's true. That's true.
I got you.
But yeah, he started from the bottom and he worked his way up, and I guess he found himself in the right places to meet the right people. Mm-hmm. So. Good for him there. So as such, it's no wonder that some guys add an extra few inches to their height on their profiles in the hopes that their potential matches will increase, which it does. It
of
does.
Course.
The practice is common enough that as of April Fool's Day, I think last year, a year ago, Tinder added a height verification feature.
Good.
No, but I think it was a joke. They took it off. And they said it's come to our attention that most of you 5'10ers are out here actually being 5'6". The charade must stop.
No, you know what's a good indicator? If you see a dude standing by a car.
How tall is the car?
Especially them Hispanic dudes that like the low riders. Because some of them be real short, so that's why they have the low rider car.
Oh my gosh! So they can stand next to it and look tall?
So I can still tell. Like, yo, if they stand next to a car, you can always tell.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Well, I have to go measure how tall the car is.
You have to be at least a foot and a half taller than the car, or at least 2 feet.
To be, like, tall.
To be able to date me.
Average.
Yes.
Okay, okay. I'm going to use that in the future. But, yeah, no. So the dating thing is a big thing, because I've had lots of friends who are just, like, they've really opened apps and seen people they know on the apps lying about their heights. Mm. Like, I know this nigga not 5'9", because I met him before and I know him and we're friends and he is 5'6". Or I know this nigga not 6'2", because I know this nigga and he's 5'11". Like, why are you lying? Why are you guys lying about your height?
I mean, that's not that much of a height. Well, it depends.
Before
5'11 and 6'2".
Bruh, that's huge.
Is it really?
It's a huge difference.
Kind of below you, too.
No, we can't tell. What are you saying? We can't tell.
Now, I feel like after 6 feet, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
It's harder, yes. Yeah. But I think when you jump from 6 feet to 6'5", it's like, okay, clearly you're tall. Yeah. But 5'11", yes, maybe like 2 inches taller. But I can tell, maybe because I care about height, so I can tell most of the time. In fact, I'm so good now that if I see somebody just in a picture by themselves, I'm like, no, look short. Like, I, by themselves, they don't have to say nothing. Nobody else. I'd be like, by the proportion of your head size to your body, it's given 5'8". Like, but that's just me. And I'm actually working on not caring as much because I feel like I'm losing out on opportunities of guys who are either my height or a little taller, mm-hmm. where they could be amazing guys, but because they're not, you know? And let's be honest, those taller guys are a bit more of an asshole than shorter guys
because they
are.
Know they can get it.
Period. They mm-hmm. know that they get women who simply approach them because of this height shit, so they act like assholes because they'll still get women regardless. And I would have one guy who was like, girls literally look at me weird when I treat them nice. So he's like, I'm just gonna go back to being a dick because they clearly want... Yeah. You agree?
Yeah.
What?
No, I do agree that that's the fact for like a lot of girls out here. Nice. I would say like early 20s, late teens.
But you don't want to be treated like a queen. You don't want to be treated kindly.
No, I think that's just kind of the expectations for a certain age range, to be honest with
you. Oh my goodness.
I've dealt with a girl that used to make me mad on purpose.
Just
to make me mad.
Narcissistic.
So that I turned into this.
Oh my gosh.
But sometimes it's a turn on. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm a little toxic too. Okay, I'm not gonna not admit that. Like,
wow,
it is.
Wow.
What it is. It's kind of a turn on. Not like too angry to the point where like he's about to slam your head into the wall. Nah, but like, you know, a little bass in his voice. Like, yo, like chill the fuck.
When your voice goes up a certain notch, I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to? Calm down. Like, what do you think this is? Because I lose my shit when they start to lose their shit. So it's for me, I don't just like once you just raise up a notch, I instantly go 10 times
higher. I guess it depends on the argument.
Yeah, too, yeah, like... maybe. Because if they're just, but the thing is, I still feel some type of way. Like, if we're in the car talking or something and I'm just like saying some he don't like, he's just like, yo, chill. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right.
Like, for me, I'm already like, why are you raising your voice? Like, that's unnecessary. You could just jokingly say chill or don't do that or I don't like that. I don't know. It depends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because for sure. I don't resonate with that at all. Like,
because it could be vice versa. Like, when mm-hmm. my shorty raises her voice sometimes, so I'd be like, I put bass in my voice. I'm like, yo, who are you talking to?
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then, she'll be playing. She'll get sad. She'll be like, I was just playing. I'm like, oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
I mean, that happens, yeah. And like, I can put myself in that position of just like casually doing something, and it is like,
yeah,
just like if you're play fighting, and you accidentally hurt her play fighting, or you hit her a little too hard, and then she just like starts crying or gets a little hurt, then you gotta apologize because it's like we're just playing, I don't want you to think I'm some violent nigga, you know, like calm down, you know. So I get that, but I don't know. I just can't. My biggest thing is just guys who are taller thinking that they can just do whatever they want because mm-hmm. they're taller, and then the women who allow them to, reinforcing the fact that it's okay to be whack as shit because you're tall.
Mm-hmm. Like and, I said, it comes. It's what people think of tall people. Seriously.
Yeah, they do think they're intimidated because sometimes they do look kind of intimidated. Sometimes.
They're towering over you. Like,
that's not every tall person.
Oh, I don't know. I guess, well, I'm not that tall. I'm not saying. Yeah, you're right. I guess I look at the only 6'4 people.
I think it's when you're tall and thick, like myself. I'm just being honest. Maybe. I think it's a combination of both. If you're tall and thick, like, then that can definitely be intimidating.
Like, good.
No. What the fuck?
So yeah, I mean, okay.
Tall, both dudes take bullets just like everybody
else. look at you.
Like,
those tall footballers are the ones that scare me because I'm big and tall.
Because most of them, they punk. They just beastly on the. I used to play football with niggas like that. Yeah. So it's like, most of them, they sweet little, sweetheart, nerdy.
I can see that.
Hold your bag ass niggas.
Oh,
I mean,
what's wrong with that?
I'm one of them, so I can say that shit.
Yeah.
Hold your bag ass niggas.
Yeah. Exactly.
So. They just that they seem that mean on the field because that's their job.
Yeah,
I mean that makes sense.
So
it's a little answer.
Now, I mean, I always know, like, I've always noticed that guys who are something else on the outside are different on the inside. I think that's just people. Like, that's like the whole like don't judge a book by its cover thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like really, you can't because people will show you outside is totally different from the inside, and now you just them, and you don't even get to know who they really are. But,
yeah.
You know. Anyway, the bottom line from that article is that some people care about height and some people don't. But it is best to be just genuine and put it all out there from the beginning. And that's from the dating app Tinder. But people are still till today. So here's my question, I guess. Judgment of guys height fishing.
You just came up with that?
No, it's a
real sexual term.
Height fishing, cat fishing.
Height fishing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You fake until you make it, I guess. But there are people out there who actually show up on dates and it's like they want you to just... It's like they steal you on the personality. So you think, oh, yeah, I'm talking to this guy. It's like when you meet somebody virtually, you've already painted a picture of what they look like in your head. Even if you have pictures, you've already painted this picture. So now you add the personality, you're liking them, you're falling for them, and then you meet. And then the height thing. And it's like, oh, okay, you said you were 5'11 on your profile. Why are you 5'6 right now? Well, so then that already makes it kind of like a strain on the relationship that hasn't been started.
I guess it's different for different people because... If I like your personality, I don't care how tall you are.
But talk about the weight then. Because for guys, they say that guys care about weight, women care about height. Mm-hmm. On the dating app, women put pictures, take a selfie, and then she comes and she's 200 pounds bigger than what you expected. How are you going to feel like that on the first date?
I'm going to be like, yo, why don't you just tell me first of all?
But then you're already like on this strain of a relationship.
Yeah, that's cool.
You stay or go home? Already.
Well, that's him. I think some other people might feel differently.
So now you're like, you're sensitive with anything she does because you feel like she's already crossed the line.
Lies.
No, but if you're saying she pisses you off and you leave, is it because you just don't care? Anybody pisses you off and you leave? Or is it because now she's already lied about her height? Now,
yeah, but you already had a chance. You know, you lied about your weight. You don't even have that. You don't have to lie about your
weight. Right. So now you're kind of here, like, default, because I'm here.
If you had an issue with your weight to the point that you got to lie about it, I'm an athletic person. I'll help you work out. Like, you say anything. Like,
but then, let's be honest. People who are much bigger on dating apps do not get as much clicks as people who are less. That's what we're talking about with these stats. Well, same thing with people who are much shorter don't get as much clicks as people who are taller.
When I was on dating apps, if you was a bigger woman, extremely big, I still swipe on you because big women got good personalities. It's like if you want a good conversation, talk to a big woman.
That's true.
I agree.
They'll talk to you because, you know, they don't get to talk to people often.
I'm dead.
No, like on the real. Because
well, I feel like he's reading me though.
Because like, on dating apps, you don't get no swipes. Like me personally, when I was on dating apps, I didn't get no swipes. But like it was like the first 2-3 days, it was cool. It was like 30-40. After that, it was
nothing.
It was a drought. And so yeah, I would swipe on like everywhere. And every person that was like overweight or like a little bit bigger than what I would normally talk to, they had the best conversation, best personality and shit like that. So,
interesting.
If you're not here judging because of weight, you're stupid. That's
but people are. That's the problem. They are. And when you show up, and I had somebody who literally was like, I don't be on this dating app no more because girls be lying about their weight.
Another thing is, some people are that big because they ain't got nobody to inspire them to get smaller. So.
Okay. Oh, no reason to. They're fine where they're at, and they're like, whatever.
Or he might be big now, but what if one time he was small and he looked 10 times better than anybody you've seen in your life? And if he gets small, if he gets small again.
But then who's willing to
put in the work, though? Who's willing to see past what they see now and say, oh, I see a future where blah, blah, blah? That's a lot to put in for just a dating app.
I mean, I've seen it happen, but I don't know if there's people willing to do that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people willing to do it. I know some people that they'll do it. But as soon as you slip up, it's like they're not gonna try with you. Like you got I work with you, but as soon as I feel like you taking that for granted or some shit like that, I'm gonna help you out, work with you, get you through your shit.
Yeah.
All that bullshit is out the window. You on your own. Mm-hmm. Now I'm gonna stay with you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do my own shit.
Yeah.
But you definitely on your own from this point on because I tried to help you.
Right.
You wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think one thing we can agree about is on these dating apps, men care about weight and women care about height. Mm-hmm. And that's been a thing since the beginning of, it's been a huge thing. And people will height fish and people will weight fish. There are even jokes, running jokes about, oh, if a woman is taking a selfie from top up, then or neck up, be careful because she might be overweight.
Right.
And, you know, if a guy's taking a picture from up, down, or bottom up, then he's probably shorter. And then, you know, people actually use height as their personality on dating apps.
That's crazy. They'd
be like, my name is John, I'm 5'12".
That's the first sentence.
That's it. That's it. So you know. Especially if they're like above 6 feet, they'd be like, Peter, 6 feet. Love dogs. Walking. Park.
That sounds like he already doing other things for the NBA.
Not straight up what it is now. And girls would be like, oh, 6 feet.
Because, nah, let's be honest. Yeah. That is the case.
Exactly.
I would probably be one of those people.
That's what I'm saying. Because people do that, they put it on there. And it works because they get the swipes. And then the people who don't get the swipes are probably just like, they don't put their weight. They probably look short in their photo or not as attractive or just people don't want to be, I don't know, interested. I don't know.
Right.
But anyway, so now question for both of you. Would you date a shorter or taller man or a woman?
Taller man.
So you prefer a taller man?
Of course.
I got a bigger one.
Yeah.
I mean, I would date both, but me personally, I prefer a shorter woman.
See?
No, it's just off the fact.
No, I get it. No, it's evolutionary. Like, it is what it is. No,
it's not even that. It's off the fact that I like doing a little weird, like, horny shit.
Like playing with them?
Yeah, like, I like looking into girls' eyes. I can't look into your eyes if I'm...
Well, you can't look into your eyes.
No. It's going to be weird. Like, I get it.
I got a straight mind. First of all, I got glasses. So I got to look past the glasses.
You're going to have a little glare in your, in your lenses.
I want to look down. I want my shorty to look above me.
But that's the thing, though. Most men want that. They want to look down at their woman, and the woman wants to look up at them.
Right.
That's why that matches.
Yeah.
And that's why shorter men have it hard, and taller women have it hard.
The girls I've dated, I've only dated, like, two extremely short girls. Mm. The other ones, they've been, like, I'm 5'11". They've been, like, 5'9".
Okay, that's not that bad.
Yeah, like, so it's not even, like, a real difference.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a huge difference, but it's not a real difference.
It's really not.
Nah, when you looking down, it's a huge difference. They still look like you on the top of a building and they down here.
Oh, my goodness. That's what it looks like?
Off of 2 inches?
Damn. Off 2 inches.
Okay. I will say, like, there's some times when I've just been, like, talking to people and I'm just, like, my neck is straight up like
that. Yeah, like, right.
And I'm just like, oh, just can't, like, keep talking to you. Like, just sit down. Let's sit down so we can be on the same level.
Right.
Because I can't. It's too much. But the next question is, would you date a man or a woman that was obese or had weight-related complications? For both of you.
I don't see why not.
Obese-related weight complications?
I don't see why.
You're very open-minded.
Because if it's just something that you can't control, then I'm not going to judge you for it. Now, if you're sitting at your home and you eating all fucking day, you got like 8 trays of Taco Bell in front of you. You just ask your daughter.
That 600-pound life show?
Yeah, like if you're doing that, I'm not going to date you. I'm sorry. Because no.
You got to be mobile, bro.
You're not going to put me through that strain. I'm not about to lift you out your bed.
You have to be their maid or butler at that point.
Like, yeah.
Shower them.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
I'm not going to have sex with you because that's nasty.
No, let's be honest. It's you gotta go through so many folds. Like, who wants to do that? That's not sexy.
It ain't no way you washing out like fully if you 600 pounds.
I mean, there's something wrong with them mentally.
Like, it ain't no.
Oh yeah, they have those weight apps, like the obese apps, where people can actually go look for fat women.
Oh yeah.
Some guys love that shit. I actually watched a 600-pound life where the girl was trying to lose weight and her husband treated her like shit through the process. He said, if you lose weight, I don't want you anymore. Like, you're not going to look how
she
I want you to look.
Husband.
And she divorced him. She had to divorce him. After she lost the weight, she had to, because he didn't want anything to do with her or the kids that they had.
Yeah, you know, it's his insecurity that she'll find somebody better when she
And he'd just rather, oh my gosh, that's so funny.
To answer the question, and it's going to sound so fucking hypocritical, but I have to say it. I cannot, because I myself have those issues.
Yeah.
And if I'm thinking about breeding.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that to pass that on to my kids. Life.
Yeah, kids.
You know what
I
mean? I don't want to. So, I mean, I'm still working on myself, but I can't.
About life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids and shit.
You got to think about your future, man.
I mean, yeah, it is, I guess.
I just start thinking about that, because I should be dating niggas, and I don't even think about, like, the kids we're going to have. And I'm like, genetics matters. Got to start worrying about that. I just don't want that to overshadow the reasons for me dating people. Because, you know, people just date and marry and have sex with people just for kids.
It has to, but, like, you know, two people who have, like, diabetes and high blood pressure and their families, like, the, you know, chances of your child having that increase significantly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have those problems for your children.
Yep, so. I agree.
Yeah.
And then the last question for both of you is, do you get approached often simply because of your height or weight?
Definitely not because of my weight.
I'm
lying, because literally earlier today, I guess I posted like a story on Instagram.
And people approach you because
I wasn't approaching me, but I did get compliments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but specifically, I mean, because I had thick thighs.
Oh my god.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Yeah. People can't give regular compliments. What about you?
No, I mean, if I do get approached, I don't notice it, but.
Nobody's ever said, oh, I like that you're tall, or I dated you because you're taller. They never admitted anything like that.
No.
Oh.
Nope, not at all. I've gotten from the worst, like, you was the only person that asked me out at the time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
And I've gotten, to be honest, since I got taller,
mm-hmm.
I haven't, nobody's ever commented on my height. But that was a female.
I think that was expected.
I've had gay males comment on it, but, you know, that's... Ain't nothing wrong with that either. Yeah. Like, thank you for the compliment.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
I love guys who are, like, really confident in accepting compliments from other dudes.
Like, the homophobic guys are so disgusting
to me. Oh, my gosh.
Like,
and that's how you know they're low-key. You know they're low-key.
That's why I'd be afraid of them.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, there's no way you have all this energy towards gay niggas. You're gay. You're gay.
Facts, Lil Boozy.
You're undercover. Undercover, under low.
Like, honestly. Like,
Oh, yeah. Actually, I got more negative comments when I was shorter. So, like, it was girls that they said they liked my personality,
but
they refused to date me because I was shorter.
Oof, I got a few people like that in my life where I'm just like, oh, yeah, you're cool, but
I want to mention that to somebody. Even if that was true for me, like, why would you go out your way to hurt their feelings?
No, you don't have to go out of the way. Usually, I say it only when they ask me, like, why won't you?
I mean, if they ask, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm not going to be like, I don't like you because, like, no, I would simply just be like, I don't think it's going to work out. Yeah, like, I would find some other nicer excuse.
I ain't never... ask because they just said it.
Yeah. So, without you asking, they were just like,
No. And even now that I got taller, the, like, girl I'm with now, people like, you're not even that tall, stop. Chill out.
Yeah.
Like, she'll shut me up. I'll be like, that's why I'm taller than you. You're not even that tall. True. Shut it up.
No, I do be saying that though. I had guys who were like just literally 6'3". And I'd be looking up at them like, you're not even that tall. I'm wearing heels.
Are you serious?
Period. I'd be like, I'm wearing heels right now. My heels are 4 inches and now I'm your height. So how tall can you really be if I can wear heels and be your height? Okay, then. Like, I really be putting them down with that height shit. Like, calm down. Mm-mm. Don't think that's not all you got. You better do better than that.
I ain't even that tall for real. I'm 5'11". That's it.
That's pretty much above
average height for males in America is 5'8". And a half.
Yeah, that's
pretty high. For women, it's 5'4".
Mm-hmm.
So,
5'4".
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know the last time I've seen somebody. Oh, no.
No, I have a lot of 5'4".
No, I'm not somebody 5'.
Like, I didn't think it was a normal thing until I was around so many short women. And I was like, damn, why am I always a tall one here? Especially if I wear heels. Like, it's like, wow. I didn't realize how much taller I was until they wear heels and I'm still taller. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I see it now. But yeah, that's about it, guys. That was it for this episode. So we talked about the height thing. Clearly, it matters.
Yes, it does.
Weight also matters to whoever you're talking to. Just find out what level it matters to them. Mm-hmm. That way you can understand where you stand. And, like, you know, just make sure.
Don't lie about it.
Yes.
Don't lie about it. Just be honest. Let them accept you for who you are upon, like, the first impressions. Don't surprise them with some shit that they weren't expecting, because now that's put a strain on the relationship that hasn't even started or the possible friendship you could have built with that person. So just be honest. If they don't like you, they don't like you. Then find somebody else who will. It's very simple. And then that's that. So here are resources. How to support Black Lives Matter. We have a link. Therapy sources, primary care physician, employee assistance programs, and therapyforblackgirls.com. Self-defense, so you can protect yourself. It's getting dark at 5:00. So women, please get your protective stuff.
Yes.
Your spray, your little noise maker thing, alarm. The knife, all that, your little knuckle bracelets, they got all that on the website, and it's owned by Black women. But, and then other links, we'll have the links for the actual resources that we use, and then, I guess the mental health tip of the week, it wasn't anything, Annabelle, that was there, it just...
No, I mean, actually, mental health tip is really date people who like you for you, because you don't want to have to deal with the mental strain of, you know... being that person who catfishes somebody and now you feel stupid because they, you know, straight up just dog you.
Yep.
As they should, like, be honest.
Man. And that also, I hate to bring it up, that also applies to transgendered people.
When
it comes to admitting the truth.
Oh, that's happening.
Really? Did they tell you up front?
Nah, we was talking.
Oh.
Like, the app.
Oh,
okay.
And in the picture, I don't know who the doctor was. Shout out to the doctor. Good job.
Yeah, they're doing such a good job. I'd be so impressed. Like,
for real.
Like, I was like, hey, what's up? And it was like, I was just trying to make friends at the time. I wasn't even trying to deal with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, 3 days later, I don't want you to stop talking to me, but, and I was like, what's up? And she was like, and that's the whole conversation. I was like, look, I would have kept talking to you, like, as a friend, if you was, like, straight up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you lied to me, so now I can't fuck with you. Mm-hmm. You a cool person.
And that's what people don't understand. Like, yes, you want a relationship, but on what grounds? Do you want a relationship based on lies? Based on, you know, and then people have been hurt. Yes. Your life is in danger.
This is not even coming from a place of homophobia, because I know some people are going to feel that because we're all straight and almost heterosexual, that we're coming from a place of, like, attack. Of course not. It's really not. It's like, if it's something as important to you as far as, like, a huge life-changing thing, such as, you know, having kids or being transgender or whatever analogy, whatever situation that you can insert here, I think it's definitely important to share, especially if you plan on getting close with somebody. Mm-hmm. And like Sandra was just touching on, you know, people have lost their lives for not being upfront and straight up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I saw it on TikTok. This girl posted it. She was like, "Should I tell him if I'm transgender or not?"
I've
and then
seen
the
that.
Next video, her face was beat up.
Of course, like, and you should be, because like, why don't lie?
Be upfront.
I'm not advocating for violence towards transgenders, but like, don't lie to people. Don't play with people's feelings. Yeah. Like, it's not
like okay. I know it might affect the relationships you built, but then let the people who actually want to be in your life be there. If they don't want to be there because you're transgender, then let them go. They don't like you for you anyway.
Right.
But be honest with them up front, and preferably online, not in person, because that could be dangerous for your life. You don't know who you're dealing with.
They be faking too. The ones that be like beating on the little transgender.
Yeah.
They be faking too.
Because
I think what it is, I don't even think it's a fear.
They don't want to get found out.
I don't know if y'all remember this, but the dude who got killed for dating the transgender.
He got killed?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, so they're fearing for their lives if they get caught with...
Yeah, or just a reputation, like, too, like that, Bobby V.
That whole gay and straight thing in the male community, that's a real thing.
Oh, for sure. So there's a lot of low-down niggas.
If people find out in certain areas, they will
kill you.
They kill you.
Wow.
Yeah, just because...
I mean, I've seen them get hurt, and I think during the Black Lives Matter protest that was heavy during the mid-pandemic... Mm-hmm. We had also the Trans Lives Matter going on as well, because people were getting killed and injured, and it was almost being overshadowed by the Black Lives Matter movement, because people are still like, Black trans lives are Black lives, so we have to still consider them. But like I'm just saying, be honest on these dating sites, on in person, when you get serious, before it gets serious, preferably, so you can move and get something else if they don't want you for you. But just be honest. Because dating online, it can really lead to some shit.
Put it in your bio.
Honestly.
But I think people are afraid that if they put it in their bio, they won't get
just
as many.
Just start getting attacks.
Yeah.
I mean, but you want to be approached by people who, like you said, like you for you.
That's true.
Guys don't read the bio until we match. No,
that's crazy.
That's true.
So, like,
they're just swiping based on looks, like we just said. Physical phenotype.
I have to read the bio before
girls
I
just, read the bio, because we don't always just follow looks.
And then niggas want to be hot and stuff. They have like one sentence in their bio. Like, what am I supposed to get from this? You know what I mean?
Maybe like 6'5".
Well, you could be like me and just not know what to say. So you put whatever.
But like literally who you are, what you like, what you're looking for. That's it. Like keep it simple. Y'all make it more complicated than it has to be.
That's what mine said.
Oh, well, I mean, as long as you have something on there, not just empty, because I'm less likely to swipe if you have something in your bio.
Facts.
Like, what the hell did you make this profile for then? Damn. Just go talk to people outside.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some people that they just use it for advertising purposes.
Probably, which I don't understand. What do you get that
tattoo?
Branding,
like
something, I don't know.
There's females on there that only have their Instagram, or if they hit you up, they'll match with you on purpose, so they can hit you up and be like, follow me.
Wow.
So of course.
Follower kind of.
Clubs
wow,
yeah.
That is a first. I have never heard that.
Like, download the profile, and I will never get back on Tinder.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Wow. Interesting. Good to know. That's, yeah, but okay. Anyway, and our guest, Jesse, once again, is an artist. He records music. The music he just, you know, the new one he had is really nice. I'm liking it already. I'm going to go listen to it. Make sure you send us a copy of that so we can show it to our listeners so they can listen to it beginning and the end, and then also put the link for where your music's accessible. So send me an email to when I responded to you with an address or whatever. Respond to that email with all the details that you want people to find out about. And then I can put that on air when this episode airs in about 2 weeks. So, yeah.
Oh,
so
that's perfect.
Great.
It comes out in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it comes out in 2 weeks.
Yeah. There you
so,
go.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, thank you guys. And I'm glad that you guys are listening to us yet another week. So keep coming. We appreciate you. We love you guys for being here every week. Those of you who come here every other week, and those of you who especially share our episodes with somebody you think might like it, thumbs up. You're blessed. You know? But crazy. Yeah, that's it. So yeah, we'll see you on another episode.
And I hope we were able to solve one of your problems today.
Bye.
Been in my bed for some years now. Gotta go out on my tears now. Gotta rebut on my fears now. Gotta do break for my kids now. Gotta go tell them I'm here now. Niggas been placing their bids down. Don't chase me, hoes make me, don't love me now. Come through in Benz's, my baby bust down. Fuck with the crew, I can pass on hoes now. Come through parties, wear horses like it's a hold down.